Cheers. So, is that okay? Okay. In terms of Chairman's remarks, obviously, you know, Billy's obviously usually the chairman, but you know, he was just arrived and I took part in the briefing, so I'll be chairing the meeting tonight. I'm going to follow on from Billy's policy as well, that each councillor will have one intervention in any issue that's been discussed, and we'll continue on with that tonight. In terms of other remarks, first of all, I would like to commend the staff in Newry Leisure Centre for their professionalism and support following a medical emergency that occurred in the centre on the 27th of September, so we appreciate all they've done on that occasion. The second remark that I have is a letter that has been received from the Best Kept Awards on behalf of the Northern Ireland Community Council, thanking the Council for affiliating and supporting the Best Kept Awards programme. And thirdly, could I offer my congratulations to the staff in Down Leisure Centre who did a cycle around Ireland for children in need while on their breaks. They have raised a fantastic £860 to date. So obviously, I'm assuming that they're obviously open to any further donations that may have come in between now and whenever they're due to submit that. So congratulations to everyone involved in that. Second item on the agenda, then, any declarations of interest?
Sure. I know it's down for noting, but if Castle Island Community Partnership SIF application comes up, I'll be excusing myself.
Yeah, thank you. Item number three, then, the action sheet from the AHC meeting held last month. Yep, let's go page by page. Okay. Page 1. Page 2. Yep, as long
as just in relation to Newry Leisure Centre, the second phase, I'd like to take this opportunity of paying tribute to the staff and all who were involved in getting the place ready for opening. I must say, from what we've seen in Newry Leisure Centre, it's breathtaking and the facilities are second to none. So, to all involved in making the project happen, getting it there, to the staff who've worked hard over this past couple of weeks to get it ready for opening, a job well done. And we're definitely looking forward to Downpatrick opening in the stores next year. If there's anything to go by Newry, so you might see a slimmer me in due course. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Thanks, Councillor Andrews. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7, page 8. Okay, item number 4 then, piece 4 local action plan. Janine, yep. Okay.
Yes, sir. As you're aware, the piece 4 partnership continue to meet, and they have made a number of decisions that require a good deal of patience. And detailed in a report in front of members, so we're looking at approval.
Okay, proposed Councillor Andrews.
I second.
Second, Councillor Walker. Any other comments? Okay. Item number 5 then, DEA 4 reports.
Chair, yes, it's our monthly report from the DEA, detailing some of the activities that have taken place and looking for committee approval for the Downpatrick action sheet as attached.
Okay. Do we have a proposer? Proposed by Councillor Burns? Yep. Anyone second that report? Second by Councillor Turner. Any other comments? No? Okay. Item number 6 then, financial assistance report.
Yes, Chair. The report is detailing the capital call for spend in the 18-19 financial year. That call has now closed, applications have been assessed, and now we seek committee approval for those applications that are detailed in the Appendix A. Specifically, we would like committee to approve the fund, the Community Capital 18-19 Fund and Sports Active, as detailed in Appendix A, for committee to make a decision regarding sports capital in the 18-19 awards, as detailed in the paper chart under sports capital. The amount of funding requested was much higher than the available budget. Therefore, projects have been scored and ranked. The funding available will now only go to support the top two ranked projects. as detailed in Appendix A. And the final thing we're asking committee to consider is approval to fund applications in Call 3. So the overall paper that's attached to Appendix A, we need full approval for it, Chair.
Okay. Any comments, Councillor Burns?
Sure. Yeah. I thank the staff for their hard work in bringing it to this stage and assessing what is a minefield. There's a number of recommendations, obviously, that will be applicable to the next time we do this round, but we were running under the old criteria this time. I think it's refreshing to see that the level of passes is up significantly from anybody that looked at it in detail the last time. Specifically with the sports and community capital, which was a very high failure rate at both stage one and stage two the last time, and now we're seeing a lot higher. It means our clubs have went to the hassle of going out and doing all the work that we've asked them to do to better their applications, to professionalise their own everything they do. And we've got to a situation where we have a number of applicants there that we're about to fund. The disappointing thing for me as a councillor is that our budget won't stretch to the amount of people that we have successfully awarded the programme to, and I don't think that's through any fund or any fault of the clubs. Now, bear in mind that these are match fund projects where they've had to go and secure anything up to £100,000 of money from elsewhere. I think that's too much money that we are potentially going to lose to this district. So for every £100,000 we put in, the club has secured £100,000 externally. So that's a lot of money that we potentially will be saying no to tonight if we were to pass the recommendation as it sits. So with that in mind, if we look at the sports capital where the big decision has been made, I think we should fund all of the sports clubs that have passed that. And in doing so, I believe we could take the money from the next year's financial and bring that forward to allow that. I think the clubs have done nothing wrong. They've shown leadership, and I think it's up for us to do the same. And then it's for councillors to look and see during the rates process if there's any way of even bringing a few extra pounds into the process, so then we don't have a big gap of 2 years with no funding. But I think at this time, all the clubs that have been awarded have done phenomenally well, and I think we should fund a whole lot. And I'd make that a proposal, as well as the other recommendations to fund the other grants as well.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Burns. Councillor Walker.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to second Councillor Burns' proposal. A lot of hard work has been put in by clubs over the last number of months and that, and I think it would be a crying shame that clubs who are getting funding or have secured funding and are looking for match funding would have to forgo that money because there's no money here in the pot for them. It would, as I said, be a crying shame if that happened. And it shows our commitment, I think, and support to these groups out here. The groups that are getting off their backside to go and try and secure some type of funding, you know, hoping that the council will match fund because, you know, wherever the money comes from, myself as a councillor, I don't like giving money back to grant funders. So I don't. So I second the proposal of Councillor Burns, and I would also commend the work that the officers has put in to this paper. It's very, very time consuming in that there when you're going down through all that and you're scoring it and that, and they deserve credit where credit's due because all too often we can criticise officers and council when they don't get it right. I think they've got it right here, so they're having that and have to be commended, but I second the proposal.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Walker. Councillor Tinner, you will be next, but Michael wants to make one comment just before that, okay? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. Just to point out that the proposal that's in front of you will have to be agreed in the rates process. You're talking about increasing the budget for the next financial year. This is a call for next financial year in sports capital, so therefore it will have to go through the rates process, just to make that point, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Tanner.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, just really to support the proposal as well, as has been stated by the previous two councillors, a lot of work has gone in behind the scenes from clubs and from groups here to secure match funding, and it would be a terrible waste to see all that good hard work go to waste. So just to say that we will be fully supporting it, and come the next process, hopefully we can get all 41 councillors to see this, you know, see the light there and to support this proposal at their stage as well.
Thank you. Councillor Quinn?
Yes, I would be very supportive. But there was there any question of any money having to be given back to funders?
Chair, in order to be eligible, in order to obtain approval from the council, you have to have secured match funding from elsewhere. So there is a potential that if the council's match funding didn't happen, that some of these clubs may well have to give the funding back that they've secured. We don't know that for a fact, but there certainly is potential for it.
I did say I would allow one intervention.
But I didn't finish.
Well, go ahead.
Where I would welcome the being able to fund all the groups, will that restrict us on future years from the amount of funding that we'll be able to put out to groups, or will that all have to be put into the rates process?
Chair, future years funding is always subject to the rates process. In any event, there is a 4-year capital programme which shows funding for sports capital over the next 4 years. As I understand it, the proposal is to increase this for next year only, and it's not proposed to have an impact on the years thereafter. So, as the proposal stands, it doesn't impact it. However, everything's subject to the rates on an annual basis.
Yeah, thank you. Councillor Anders?
More or less, just to say, I do agree with the sentiments of the previous speakers, and I do welcome the level of passive, etc. And I'd like to pay tribute to the staff, for I'm sure pretty hard work and scoring and processing paperwork, but it's congratulations to all involved, and it's a learning curve role. It's a learning curve for these procedures, but it's to be welcomed. And as I say, wish everybody all the best with their endeavours.
Okay. Well, we've had a proposal and a seconder. Is there any other comments before we move forward to the next item?
Just a question for his name. When will the groups be notified of whether it was successful or not? Or are we going to have to wait until the rates process is finished and then let everyone know all together?
Through the chair, hopefully the two things will go in tandem. So we will commit the decision of AHC to full council in December, wait for a 5-day call-in period. Technically, we could notify the groups that they have been successful, subject to an agreed amount in the council race. So there would be a provision on it, but we could notify them sooner rather than later.
Thank you.
Okay. We have agreement then on the proposal and seconder? Yep. Okay. Thank you. Item number 7 then, community services staff training days.
Chair, quite simply, we have a number of staff located across different community centres in the district. We would like the opportunity to bring them together for staff training and a bit of team building, and we are looking for committee approval to close the centres on those days during the year.
Could I make that a proposal?
Okay, propose, Councillor Walker. Yeah, sorry. Okay, thank you, Councillor Aldis. As proposed and seconded and agreed then. Item number 8, Neighbourhood Renewal Revenue Programmes.
Okay. Chair, we've been asked by Department for Communities to submit applications relating to the activities within the Neighbourhood Renewal Partnerships in both Downpatrick and in Newry, and also the Areas at Risk Programme out in Bestwick and Cross Maclean. We're looking for committee approval to proceed and submit those applications.
Okay. Proposed, Councillor Burns. Second, Councillor Batt-Murray. I think that's you then, Janine. Okay, thank you. Roland, then. Item number 9, land at College Square East, Bestwick, from the trustees of Bestwick Orange Hall.
The recommendation is clear there, Chair. It's just a continuation on with the lease within the square itself, so officers recommend that we proceed as set out.
Okay. Any comments? Proposal. Proposed, Councillor Laughlin, second of Councillor Andrews. Okay. Thank you. Item number 10, report on leisure and sports resources.
Yes, Chair. The report sets out some of the issues we've had and also details of recommendations It is clear that we are short of resources, and we set out recommendations to address that.
Okay. Any comments or proposals on that issue? Yeah, Councillor Burns.
Chair, obviously every time somebody asks us for additional staff, we always question why, and this is no different. We've grilled the directors, but my understanding of the situation is that it's more of a success story than anything else, and that in fact the increased revenue in our leisure centres is going to pay for the additional staff. So I'm happy to propose.
Okay, propose Councillor Burns, second Councillor Quinn. Thank you. Item number 11, extension of Kilkeel Leisure Centre.
Yes, Chair. Previously within your indoor leisure business plan for leisure services, we had highlighted this as a potential project to help increase activity and also increase revenue at Kilkeel Leisure Centre. So at this stage, what we're asking committee approval for is that we proceed to develop an outline business case for the extension of the gym in Kilkeel. But we do identify that future provision in the capital budget would be necessary, subject to the outcome of the business case. So we're asking that we put that forward for the 1920 capital programme, but you give officers permission to commence the business case work now.
Okay, Councillor Quinn. Yeah.
Proposed, Chair.
Thanks. Thank you. Second, Councillor Burns. Okay. I think that's you then, Owen, is it?
Yep.
Okay. item number 12, photovoltaic installation at the new Down Leisure Centre. I think Ciarán Oak's going to deal with this issue, is it? Or one?
Sure. I'll maybe speak to the port originally, Chair. This is hopefully another good news story for Down Leisure Centre. The issue of renewables for Down Leisure Centre has been debated for a number of years. The consultants and our energy officer have looked at the need for renewable energies and the total kilowatt hour output. So the recommendation is that you go along with option B, which is to request costings to include 40 kilowatts of photovoltaic panels for the leisure centre in Downpatrick.
Councillor Enright.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to start off by thanking Director Michael Lipsett for bringing a bit of sense to the energy situation in the Down Leisure Centre. And in particular, the changes that have taken place since Ciarán Óg, the energy officer, moved into his department. In particular, I want to highlight how combined heat and power is now part of the configuration instead of the original oil-fired heating system. And I'm particularly pleased now that we have seemed to have overturned the belief from the contractor that it took 44 years to pay back photovoltaic rather than the norm in every other council building of about 8 to 9 years for payback. So I'm very pleased that we're getting this 40 kilowatts worth of PV on the roof. However, I still have three concerns, and I'd ask that management take these three concerns into account. First of all, I'm concerned that we're still keeping some solar thermal panels on the roof instead of going 100% photovoltaic. I'm concerned that the calculations assume 100% efficiency for PVs, and that never actually occurs in practice. So we need some headroom to ensure that the full 40 kilowatts is consumed in the most productive way. I'm also concerned that we don't have sufficient heat pumps on the system that are proposed for the centre. Because clearly heat pumps could soak up any surplus photovoltaic power that came onto the system. The notion that we have to limit the amount of free power we get by limiting our capacity instead of soaking it up with heat pumps, it doesn't make a lot of sense. So in view of that, I had six questions for the energy officer, which I'd like him to make a note of and come back to us in some detail. The first thing I want to do is get him to confirm that we have a large number of photovoltaic systems spread across the council, and they're all working well and reliably since we had them. The second question I'd like him to confirm is that we have a number of solar water panels systems in the council, and that none of them are actually either working or performing to the way we expected them to perform. My third question is to confirm that the that the solar water systems need a lot more maintenance than PV systems, both in theory but also in the practice and the way we have found the way solar works vis-a-vis PV in the council. Number four, I'd like him to confirm that solar water systems can create hot water, but that PV...
Divine intervention.
To confirm that solar water can produce hot water, but PV can produce hot water and electrical power, and if it's combined with a heat pump, it can create hot water at no cost. Fifthly, I'd like to confirm that PV systems payback is about 8 years, and that solar water panels have a payback of 18 years, based on his experience in the council. That's assuming, of course, that the solar thermal panels work at all, because our experience in councils, to the best of my knowledge, is that none of them actually work. Sixth, can he explain why we're not using additional PV over and above the 40 kilowatts proposed in order to power heat pumps, in order to ensure that we can soak up as much free power as we can in order to minimize the amount of gas that we're buying in for our CHP system? So if I could get a satisfactory answer to those six questions, Chairperson, I'd like to make a proposal on this document.
Okay, Councillor Henry.
What's the first one?
So we have a large number of PV panels on many different installations, plus the panels that are all working around.
Yeah, that's correct.
The second one is, can you confirm that we have quite a number of solar water panels and are either not working or they're not working the way we expect them to work?
It's partially true that some of them we've had other issues with, but we're cracked with some of them and probably not several of those issues, but we have it fixed and that's working at the minute. The new leisure centre we'll have issues with. We're also having issues with the CHP as well, which the contractor will call them out to deal with. But probably very small scale, we'll have solar panel in comparison to photovoltaic. There's a lot more of it in comparison, but yeah, there have been some issues.
And the third question was, can you confirm that solar panel will take a lot more maintenance than PV?
Yes, it tends to take a little bit more maintenance with tapping up the fluids, and you may need a plumber to maintain it every 12 months.
And can you confirm that solar water can just produce hot water, where PV especially combined with heat pumps can both produce electricity and hot water?
Well, yes, they can do both, but solar fan is more efficient at heating water than PV, because PV has to use an immersion heater, whereas solar fan is using heat directly from the sun.
And you confirm that PV has a payback of about 8 years, whereas solar water for 18 years will pay back approximately?
Well, approximately, I think for the last one I said 9 to 11 years, depending on the generation. Solar panel, I think it's more like 14, 15 years. It's something similar to what you're saying, yeah.
And is it, fair to say that this figures as in this report appear to assume that the 40 kilowatts will perform at a maximum capacity, whereas in actual fact they probably won't, and we actually need about 60 or 70 kilowatts in order to run heat pumps as well.
Well, that is based on what the M&E consultants have based
Councillor Enright, I'll let you know to answer that question.
I understand what they're saying, I've queried that, but they're based on that. Including heat pumps to the swimming pool area as well. The heat pumps have recently been added on to that, and when I played that, they said yes, that is at an end for the additional loading from the heat pumps. I think that the case frame of the gas that you see is 140 kilowatts, so it's taken up, you know, a lot of the lack of the loading, so the PV is just added on top of that. But yeah, I know we would want to get close to getting what is the peak demand covered in with the PV. So,
my proposal, Chairperson, basically is that management take my concerns and review the proposal and I would suggest that they beef up the number of PV panels and include more heat pumps, and they pay for it by taking out the expensive solar thermal panels.
Okay. Councillor Burns.
Sure. It's turning into sort of an engineering debate for M&E consultancies. I mean, my understanding is we've been asked to consider a report with three options, and they are make a commitment to do something, make a commitment to do nothing, or just go ahead and do an assessment. I think from my point of view, I understand Councillor Enright's frustration as he's long battled for renewable energy sources to be used in the construction of all our leisure centres, and that's went from there being none now to there being quite a bit. I think we all want to see as little running cost as we can to any new building. We want to see as much renewables as possible, and if option B is the best option for them to go away and do the costings, check out the value for money, the life cycle costs and stuff like that, and come back to us with this is what we think is best. I'm quite happy to propose option B in the report.
Okay, Councillor Burns. Councillor Chenner.
I'd be quite happy to second Councillor Burns' proposal on option B.
Okay. We have a situation at the minute then where we have a proposer and seconder for option B, but we have a proposer for Councillor Enright, but no seconder, so... Yes, Michael.
Sure, if I may help. I mean, I'm quite happy that as part of going ahead with option B that we will go back and look at whether more PV to power heat pumps and so on is a possibility. I'm quite happy to have that as part of option B if that assists.
Okay. The proposers. Councillor Enright, I know I'm not letting you in, but you've had no Councillor Enright, you're not getting in again. You've had ample opportunity to discuss the issue, and we are with it. Yeah. Okay. And Councillor Kenner, you're happy? Okay. That's item 12 dealt with then. Number 13, request from the Federation of City Farms and Community Gardens to become local authority member. Owen. Yeah.
Thanks, Chair. We first brought this report a couple of months ago. We've had a request from the Federation of City Farms Community Gardens that we would become local authority members. They'd support us in trying to, and it's really about growing the community garden sector in our district. At that time, we were asked to come back with a sort of indication of the amount of these sort of gardens allotments that we had already. And it's attached with an appendix there. So what we're looking for is a recommendation that that we go ahead and become members of this federation.
Have you any comments on item 13? Sure. Yes, Councillor Andrews.
Thanks so much. In relation to allotments, I know in the previous Legacy Down Council there was proposals I think from a group in Down Patrick for a community allotment, and it's good to see that people taking interest in ground that's been lying, you know, dormant for years and being utilised with allotments and everything. I think realistically it's a small price to pay, but I think it's a good idea to be part of an organisation so we can have a voice there. So I'd like to make a proposal that we will join the Association of City Farms and Community Gardens.
Okay, Councillor O'Meara.
Yeah, I'd be happy to second that there. I was going to suggest, Chair, if it was possible, that this could be added to an agenda for the DEA fora. It would be maybe an appropriate place for each DEA to discuss the like of it. You know, I know it'd probably go down well their own.
Yeah, you happy to be included as your proposal, Terry? Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Chair. I just wanted to ask one wee question. In the list of places within Newry Morne and Down, there's one for Belfast. What is that one? Or Dublin Regeneration Trust.
I think, I read that
the
last one, I thought it was
in March,
which is in Newcastle, I think.
Must be as a printer,
I've been saying. It must be
that they're on it, but it's in our... Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay. Okay, then, with proposal and seconder, that's that item dealt with. Then, number 14, then, response to climate change consultations.
Thanks, Chair. We've been asked by DEIRA. They're inviting local councils to provide information on activities that are completed, underway, or scheduled before 2024. that would help address the risks facing Northern Ireland as identified by the Northern Ireland Climate Change Risk Assessment. You'll see, I'd apologise, the attachment only came on the minute pad today. There was an error. We've had to send this back in because, as with a lot of these things, the date for consultation receipt was the end of October, but we've sent it in with the rider that it wouldn't be formally approved. We would advise them that it was formally approved. So we're just looking for approval to return that consultation document.
Okay.
This is one of the climate change.
Yeah. So you say that, first of all, Councillor, I use your light.
It's only periodically working, Chairperson.
Yeah.
All these ones seem to be out. The difficulty I have with that is there's been insufficient consultation on it, and of what's been presented to us tonight on MinutePad, the vast majority of it is actually unreadable. Even if you print it out, you can't read it. So my feeling is that we should be given a chance to read it and absorb it and pass it next month.
Any other comments? Any time constraints, or are you content with it?
I don't think there should be any issue. I realise what you're saying. Yes, it was an Excel document, and yeah, looking at the minute pad, it is very hard to make it out. This is a long-term consultation, so I don't think having to wait a further month I'll let Deirdre know, and I think the easiest way is if we send it out individually to everybody.
Yep.
Is that it?
Okay.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Okay. So that's a proposal from Councillor Enright. Anyone to second that? Okay. Second, Councillor Burns. Okay. number of items are for noting. Item number 15, Social Investment Fund update. Any comments? No. Item number 16, Neighbourhood Renewal Partnerships report. Item number 17, Peace Centre Council Commitment to Project. Number 18, report on Ballykenya GAC, County Down Board of Excellence.
Chair, Michael, I know that at the last, 2 months ago, myself and Councillor Burns and Councillor Andrews raised a number of issues, and I'd asked if maybe Michael wouldn't just talk to the Down County Board, but would also talk to other sort of statutory organisations around Ballykenya itself, and if the project was going to go ahead, maybe to find out some information around infrastructure projects and housing and different sort of things out there. London, has any sort of conversations happened since?
Michael?
Chair, the DA coordinator has communication and consultation with the statutory partners on a regular basis. I haven't personally spoken to any of them, but the purpose of the report is to say that I'm going to meet the representatives of the community and the representatives of the county board to talk about their proposal. Coming out of that, it's very likely there will be a proposal that we then meet with other statutory agencies, including roads and housing and so on, to talk about the further developments of Ballykenya. If I'm picking up the councillor correctly, and it was expected that I should have done that by now, I will certainly undertake to do it before the next meeting.
Okay.
Chair, just for information, my understanding, and I get the question, my understanding is that because the MOD have not fully committed to vacating the site yet, that it is a very long, drawn-out process, and there's a lot of consultation to happen with a lot of groups, and I spoke to the DA coordinator about this quite recently, and she expressed that this will undoubtedly be a very long, drawn-out process, and it may be sitting on our desks for a couple of years. We're probably best prepared for that, you know?
Okay. Item number 19, Sustainability and Climate Change Forum minutes of the meeting that took place on the 21st of August, 2017. Yep, opposed. Okay. Segment. Okay, that's it then. Thank you. What's that? No, not that I know of, anyway.
Two yummies.
Okay. Sorry. Was there a second for that? Sorry.
Thanks
for Walker. Okay. Thanks, everyone.